Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com.
Tooth by D.A. Schneider. Madness comes in many forms. Mine started with a trip to the dentist. The pain had been excruciating. A wisdom tooth that had broken while I ate a taco and had proceeded to send waves of agony throughout my mouth for the next several days. My mother took me to the dentist and they'd pulled it. Of course, this was only after my mother had argued with the dentist and his assistants about anesthesia, insisting that her daughter not be put under because she knew the dentist would rape her. She knew that all men were capable of such atrocities. I don't know what happened in my mother's life that made her think such things. I'd never known my father and had never been allowed to hang around with boys. When I was little, I had a friend named Tommy Winkle that would walk me to and from school every day, and Mother was positively livid when she found out about it. She put a stop to it immediately, even though it had been going on the entire school year before she'd found out. The dentist numbed the broken tooth and began to pull on it. I was expecting to hear a sickening ripping sound, like watermelon being ripped from the rind. Instead, the dentist pulled away after a few seconds. "Done," he said. I was surprised and relieved. Going in, I don't think I'd ever been so nervous about something. Mother drove me home and complained the entire drive about how much money I was costing her. She promised I'd be working it off with chores around the house.
"Yes, Mother,"
I answered in the same mousy voice that always came out when I talked to her.
"I know the homecoming dance is coming up, so before you ask, you're not going. I won't have my daughter grinding up against filthy teenage boys. They only think of one thing, you know. The last thing I need is a pregnant teenager."
"I know, Mother."
I'd been a cute girl. I can admit that without any sense of arrogance. As I grew older, I became far more awkward. Too thin and gangly with a unibrow my mother refused to have something done about.
"That's the way God made you, Lisa,"
she would say. Though, the fact that she would spend every Saturday afternoon in a beauty parlor was hypocrisy that was lost on her. It was not lost on me. The farm we lived on was left to us by my grandfather. My mother and I didn't work the land, but Mother made all the money she needed by renting the land out to neighboring farmers. I walked to school the morning after my tooth extraction feeling better than I had in days. Whether it was the pain pills or the missing tooth, I didn't know. I spent the day being careful what I ate, chewing soft foods on the other side and drinking plenty of water. Every once in a while, my tongue would wander and run quickly over the strange emptiness that had become the new landscape of my mouth. The following day, something new was growing there. My mother believed 16 was far too young to have a smartphone, so I had to ask my friend Bev to Google the odd new tooth for me.
"How should I word it?"
Bev asked.
"Just ask if a new tooth grows in after a wisdom tooth is pulled."
She searched. My tongue ran over the sharp protrusion again. It seemed as if it was an incisor. I didn't know much about dentistry, but that didn't seem right at all.
"This says no,"
Bev said.
"Wisdom teeth are the third set of molars people get in their late teens and early 20s. Once pulled, new teeth grow in behind them, not like baby teeth. The dentist did say I got it kind of early. If it's not a tooth growing there, then what is it?"
The answer to that question came later that night. It was just after dinner, and Mother had me cleaning the dishes. It was a nightly ritual. Mother couldn't stand to let dirty dishes sit. I was in the middle of rinsing a plate when the mystery tooth had a sudden growth spurt. It ripped up through my gums and sent a bolt of pain through my mouth. In my haste to grab my cheek, I dropped the plate and it shattered on the floor. For a large woman, my mother moved fast, and she was in the kitchen in an instant, fuming when she saw the broken plate.
"What in the world is wrong with you?"
she asked through gritted teeth.
"I'm sorry, Mother. I just got a sharp pain where my tooth was pulled."
"Well, you're not going back to the dentist. You've cost me enough money already. Now I have to replace that plate on top of everything else. Get your ass in the closet."
"But, Mother..."
"Now!"
The closet. I had grown to hate it. To the top of the stairs I climbed, and into the closet I went. My mother slammed the door and locked it from the outside. I listened as she moved back down the stairs. She said nothing. She didn't have to. This was where I came to think about what I'd done. In the darkness, alone with my thoughts, a voice spoke up inside my head. It was a voice I was unfamiliar with. Usually, my inner voice was my mother's, curt and contemptuous. This voice was low, full of gravel, and unmistakably male, and the five words it spoke, though crude, were undeniably true.
"Your mother is a cunt."
I sat perfectly still, unsure I had really heard what I'd just heard. Nothing. The voice spoke again.
"We should really do something about that."
This time, I realized the voice wasn't coming from my head at all, but from within my mouth.
"Hello? How are you, kid?"
I was going crazy. It was the only explanation.
"Who are you?"
"I'm your new tooth."
The thing laughed.
"This is not possible. It's not."
"Not probable, perhaps, but possible."
"What do you want?"
"The same thing you want, Lisa. To kill your mother."
The tooth talked to me throughout school the following day. Foul-mouthed and full of murderous intent, I tried to ignore it, but soon came to the realization that it was making a lot of sense. After school, I stopped by the market and picked up a nice plump pumpkin, just as my mother had instructed, and took it home. It was only days before Halloween, and every year, Mother would have me carve a jack-o'-lantern for the front porch. After placing the pumpkin on the kitchen table, I moved to the front closet to hang up my jacket.
"That pumpkin won't carve itself,"
my mother hissed from her recliner. I spared her a dirty look as I walked back toward the kitchen, but only because I was sure she wouldn't see it. I went into the garage and found some old newspaper to lay down. As I did, my eye fell on a pair of pliers.
"I know what you're thinking,"
said the tooth.
"It won't work. You may get rid of me for a while, but I come right back."
I turned away and went back to the pumpkin. Once I'd arranged the newspaper, I opened the drawer next to the stove and pulled out a butcher's knife. With it held underhanded, I plunged it into the pumpkin.
"You could use the knife,"
the tooth said with a laugh. After some consideration, I said,
"No, I can't."
"Don't chicken out on me, kid."
"No, I mean, she's far too big."
"Christ, just say it. She's a fat fuck."
"Do you have to use such language?"
"We are plotting to murder your overbearing mother, and you're worried about my language?"
I stuck my hands into the pumpkin, scooped out a handful of innards, and slopped them down on the paper.
"The knife won't work. We need something bigger."
"Like?"
"I don't know. Maybe we can look in the barn. Later, once Mother is asleep."
The night wore on, and the tooth grew more and more impatient. Finally, after dinner and dishes were done, Mother went to bed, and I took the flashlight from the cabinet under the sink. Out the back door and across the yard, I pulled open the side door of the barn. It hadn't been used for some time, that barn. Cobwebs covered everything. I felt as if I were walking through the set of some old horror movie.
"We need something that will really get the job done,"
the tooth said.
"Doesn't seem like there's much here, though. You'd think a fucking farm would have a goddamn axe or something."
The beam from my flashlight fell upon something tall and imposing.
"How about that?"
The tooth laughed a dry, croaking cackle that was wearing thin on my already fragile mind. I took the scythe up with both hands. The blade was rusty and long.
"It doesn't seem very sharp."
"Good. Maybe it'll hurt more."
"What exactly are you, Tooth?"
I asked as we returned to the house.
"I'm you. Call me your subconscious. Everything you're incapable of being. I'm that part of you that wants something better. That wants to do something about that overbearing shit stain you call a mother. The woman had held you back for years, and if you don't do this, you truly will never amount to anything, just as she always says."
"All right, you don't have to keep trying to convince me."
I quietly re-entered the house, my hands wrapped tightly around the two handles on the old harvesting tool. Into the bedroom, I stood over my mother. Her back was to me, and she snored loudly, tucked under the heavy comforter.
"It's time,"
the tooth said.
"Do it."
"How?"
I asked.
"What the fuck do you mean, how?
Where exactly should I aim?"
"I don't know. Take her head off."
"I don't think I can."
"Don't back out on me now."
"No. I mean, she doesn't really have a neck."
"All right. Fine. Just go for the midsection. Cut her right in half."
"Right."
"Of course, you'll have to bring the blade down hard to get clean through her."
"Got it."
I took a deep breath, set my feet, and raised the scythe over my head. I readjusted my grip, gathered all my resolve, and prepared to swing.
"Do it,"
the tooth growled. I brought the scythe down as hard as I could and drove the blade into my mother's flesh. It didn't go very far. My mother was up and screaming, the scythe blade buried in her side.
"You little bitch!"
Then she was coming for me. I ran out into the hall, but even with her injury, it was uncanny how fast she was. She shoved all her weight into me, pinning me against the wall. The wind was knocked from my lungs. The drywall gave way.
"Fight back,"
Tooth demanded. Her hands were suddenly around my throat. My vision was darkening. I reached out blindly. My hand found the scythe, and I pushed it deeper into her side. She wailed in agony, and her grip on me loosened. I dropped to the floor and crawled away from her, stumbled to my feet, and ran for the kitchen. My mother rumbled down the hall after me, screaming obscenities and promising to make me pay.
"You're gonna pay for this, you little bitch!"
I went to the sink and found what I was looking for. The one thing I hadn't washed after dinner. The butcher's knife, covered in pumpkin guts. I turned with the knife in hand, and my mother's momentum did the rest. The blade sank into her chin, in the tender meat under the jaw, through her tongue, then the roof of her mouth, finally penetrating her brain. My mother fell to the floor, and after a few twitching moments, went still. I tried hard to catch my breath. My arms, my clothes, my face. I was covered in my mother's blood.
I'm so proud of you,
said Tooth.
You've taken your first step in a new successful life.
What do I do now?
That girl at school, the one that held your head in the toilet last year with her friends.
Harper Anderson?
That's the one. Kill her next and you're golden.
Somehow, it made sense. I reached down and pulled the knife from my mother's head.
Yes,
said the tooth as we walked out onto the porch. I kicked the jack-o'-lantern. It tumbled down the stairs like a child's ball.
Slit her fucking throat.
Please stop using such language.
Sorry, princess. I thought you'd loosen up after your first kill.
I ignored this comment and kept walking. It was time to make my own future.